home for Up North News Radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Super Bowl 58 kicks off in just over 5 hours, but fans in Las Vegas are already pre-gaming. This woman's rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I've been their fan for over 20 years, so. And we're finally here again. I'm excited. I'd really like the Chiefs to win.
CBS's Jared Hill tells us security is tight.
In the air, Customs and Border Protection helicopters equipped with powerful cameras will be keeping a close watch.
Obviously, for the smaller aircraft, we're basically doing crowd control, threat assessment.
On the ground, officers from more than 30 agencies are on patrol, scanning every vehicle that goes into the stadium.
Super Bowl airs on CBS at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. A helicopter on the way to the Super Bowl crashed near the Nevada-California border. Lauren Posen is with CBS Los Angeles.
Jackson Oud is still trying to process his longtime friend. Herbert Wigwe is gone.
You know, he's very kind, a very loving person.
Wigwe, the CEO of a Nigerian bank, his wife and son are among the six people who died in a San Bernardino County helicopter crash. The FAA says the Eurocopter EC-130 crashed near Nipton on the edge of the Mojave Desert Preserve.
The NTSB is investigating what caused it to go down. The president's age is front and center after a special counsel report addressed concerns. Mr. Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, was on CBS's Face the Nation and was asked point blank by our Margaret Brennan.
Does the president have any memory problems?
He does not.
Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley also weighed in on the age conversation on CBS.
These are people making decisions on our national security. These are people making decisions on the future of our economy. We need to know they're at the top of their game.
Congress is working right now on moving forward on a wartime aid package. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Ukraine is dangerously low on supplies, including ammo and air defenses. If America doesn't assist Ukraine, Putin is all too likely to succeed, as President Zelensky repeatedly has reminded us.
Israel is planning an imminent ground invasion of Rafah, a city on Egypt's border that was supposed to be a safe haven for Palestinians. UN humanitarian coordinator James McGoldrick told the BBC.
The safe areas that were declared are no longer safe. And if these people have to move, where can they move?
But Prime Minister Netanyahu told ABC he'll push ahead.
We're not cavalier about this. This is part of our war effort to get civilians out of harm's way. It's part of Hamas's effort to keep them in harm's way.
President Biden and Netanyahu are expected to speak today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will gradually turn sunny today with highs in the upper 30s, west winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in lower 20s. Full sunshine expected on Monday with highs near the 40-degree mark. Cooler on Tuesday with upper 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Oswalt. Noon to 3 on Monday, we have a cure for your Monday blues and also a look back at what happened over the weekend. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That is Barbara and the Carousels and the song called Java. Kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Glad you could join us today. Got a lot of nice Valentine's music lined up and some other nice tunes. So we'll be getting to that in a little bit. I'm Tim, the polka guy, as you know. Glad you could join us, as I say. We have music right now from the Bob Mastel Band out of Minnesota. And it happened. It happened in my heart.
So lovely, no wonder I fell. It happened, it happened, it happened in my heart, beside a moonlit lane. And now, my dear, it's happening here, as heart to heart we
From an old recording album of Vern Meisner, the album is called Strollin' with Vern Meisner, and that was the Spaghetti Rag. Oh, yeah. Let's continue with one more here from him, and it's called Joey's Tune.
Thank you. today, I'll always love you. Live just the same, I'll always love you. Dear one, your nearness is my treasure. Dear one, your kiss is rich as wine, and it's mine, yes, it's mine, the wonder of you. Yours, love is yours, because I love you. To you I give my heart so madly, madly beating, with every beat repeating, I'll always love you so. It's mine, the wonder of you. Yours, love is yours, because I love you. To you I give my heart so madly, madly beating, with every beat repeating, I'll always love you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Talking about variety, we have it here today. Spanish Eyes, or Moon Over Naples, is the next tune, and this is recorded by Al Martino. So I thought we'd play that. It's a beautiful tune. I enjoy this one also.
Drops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Can hold me. say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me.
Al Martino, Spanish Eyes. There's a tune that, Danny Williams, he did a tune called White on White. And this one is entitled A Portrait of My Love. And I really think this is very appropriate for Valentine's Day, which is right around the corner, coming away. Mm-hmm. So let's give Danny Williams a spin here, shall we?
There could never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream. You will never see a portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her soon the Mona Lisa. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above. Mona Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above to try and paint a portrait of my
You'll always be the one I love. Every hour, every day, every year. You'll always be the one I love. Through each smile, through each sigh, through each tear, my heart will feel the same old glow. Even though the stars may fade from above, but I promise there will be no other arms for me. You'll always be the one I love. Will feel the same old glow, even though the stars may fade from above. I promise there will be no other arms for me. You'll always be the one I love. You'll always be the one I
joy that true love brings a girl and boy. We could, you and I. If anyone could ever say that their true love was here to stay, we could, you and I. When you're in my arms, I know you're happy to be there, and just as long as I'm with you, I'm happy anywhere. If anyone could pray each night to thank the Lord, 'cause all is right, we could, you and I. When you're in my arms, I know you're happy to be there, and just as long as I'm with you, I'm happy anywhere.
If anyone could pray each night to thank the Lord, 'cause all is right, we could, you and I.
Al Martino, and one entitled We Could. I just talked about a tune that Danny Williams had made a while back. It was on the Top 40 back in the early 60s, and it's called White on White. So let's give that one. Maybe you remember it when you hear it. I'm sure you will.
White on white, lace on satin, blue velvet ribbons on her bouquet. White on white, lace on satin, my little angel is getting married today. Here she comes in her wedding gown, looking like a queen. She has been my only love since she was 13.
Send them to the sweetest gal. A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book next to my name, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Then I went far away, and you found someone new. I read your letter, dear, and I wrote back to you. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, good luck, may God bless you. Is that your little girl?
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
One dribble up, it's good, and a foul. Step back, three is good. And Wisconsin pulls off the upset on senior day. 78-70 over 12th-ranked Michigan.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, today the Wisconsin Badgers host the Penn State Lady Lions in Wisconsin's annual Play for K Pink game. Good afternoon and welcome to our broadcast on the Badger Sports Network, along with our producer Mike Henderson, Reid Magnum filling in for John Adias. Play for K Pink game, a very important game that's played across the country, uniting in the fight against all cancers affecting women in honor of the legendary coach Kay Yao. Teams from across the country host this game. Today is Wisconsin's game to host it. The Badgers come in with an overall record of 10-11 and 3-8 in the Big Ten Conference. They've lost their last two a week ago. They fell to Northwestern in a game where they dealt with some injuries. We're going to talk with the Badgers head coach Marissa Mosley coming up in just a few minutes and see what the status of some of those key players are. On the other side for Penn State, they're having their best season in 10 years. They're also on a two-game losing streak, though. On Thursday, they took on Iowa in Iowa, and they lost 111-93. Now, you don't lose many games you score 93 points in, but Iowa and Caitlin Clark, they can put up points in their own right. Penn State attempted 40 three-pointers in the game, most in program history. They put a lot into that game physically and emotionally. We'll see how they bounce back just a few days later. For the Badgers, we're also on double-double watch here. Sarah Williams for Wisconsin, outstanding sophomore. She has 8 straight double-doubles, which has her tied with Teresa Huff for the program record with most consecutive. If she can get double digits and points and you expect rebounds today, that'll be 9 straight, and that will put her as the most consecutive double-doubles all-time in program history. Interestingly enough, Teresa Huff, who's got her jersey up in the rafter just to our left, she set that record originally 41 years ago today, February 11th, 41 years ago, 1983. So Sarah Williams could break that today. We'll talk with the Badgers head coach Marissa Mosley about that too. We'll also get a scout of Penn State with assistant coach Jamie Glusing. We'll look at the Badger notebook and take our spin around the Big Ten. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. And now we get to visit with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Coach, your team got bit by the injury bug a little bit against Northwestern. What are the status of some of those key players today?
Happy to say that everybody is fully cleared to be back. It felt like almost a little bit of a daze there when that happened, like ding, 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 ding. But, you know, I think the bye week came at a crucial time that we were able to really take the time to get everyone back healthy. So hopefully we come out with a little bit more freshness.
So everybody talks about Sarah Williams, of course, the double doubles, ties that could break it today. But basketball, you want to get yours, but you also got to let the game come to you. So when you have a chance to break a record that stood for 41 years, how do you want her to approach that?
I haven't even talked to her about it. You know, if she's going to break it, she's going to break it. And I think that's for any record. You know, if you concentrate on that, then I think your focus is, you know, kind of ill-directed. And I think for Sarah, why she's been able to get to this point is because she's just been playing, and it's not about just trying to get those numbers. And so if she breaks it today, that'll be awesome for her. If she doesn't, I don't know that it's the measure of the type of player she is. So not too much focus on my part for it.
We in the media have to, so I'm going to ask you one more of this style question. Defensive player of the year, she gets on the watch list, one of 15 players, first ever Badger to do that. We saw the offensive gift when she came as a freshman. Defense takes physicality, maturation, understanding the systems. How much has she impressed you with getting now some national attention here on the defensive end?
Yeah, I'm incredibly proud of her. I mean, I think, you know, obviously to be the first one to do that, but more so it's her ability to play defense without fouling as much. Knock on wood that continues today. But I think her understanding, you know, how to keep herself on the floor, how valuable she is to our team. And, you know, she really does impact the game on that end. And so that's something that we continue to talk about. And it's kind of cool for her to then get that recognition.
Again, we're talking with Marissa Mosley, Badgers head coach. Final one for you, Coach. Last year when we talked before the Play for K game, you talked about the importance of fighting cancer, but also making sure younger players knew who Kay Yao was. I think about getting Teresa Huff's jersey retired, the 50 years, what you put a focus on that. In a world where sometimes young people don't appreciate tradition, you make sure your players understand it. I know it's one of your principles, the legacy thing. For listeners who haven't heard this before, why is that something you bring up with your players on a consistent basis?
Well, I think that, you know, we had our alumni weekend, our last home game, and, you know, we had about 40 alums come back, and we had them in the locker room, and to me, that just speaks, one, volumes to all the women who came before you, and that's what I try to reinforce. Like, there are people who paved the way for you to have this beautiful locker room and this recognition with Title IX and being able to play on a national stage and in arenas like this. And so, you know, I think some of them even were like, you guys don't play in the field house. Like, they hadn't been back in that long. And so I think that it's really important. If you don't know your history, you're destined to repeat it. And I don't ever want us as women to ever take a step back. And so I think our kids have to know where we came from.
That's head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. The Scout of Penn State is coming up next. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. Time now to get the scout of the Lady Lions with assistant coach Jamie Glusing. Coach, they put up a whole bunch of threes against Iowa. That was a program record. This is a team offensively. They throw a lot at you. What's most impressive when you watch Penn State offensively?
Like you said, I think they can just score in a variety of ways. Like, their defense really is what fuels their offense, I believe. But the fact that they make you come all the way out to the perimeter, but then they also have really good drivers. So just a variety of different ways that they can score.
Defensively, do they press at all? I don't think they've shown zone. What do you see when you watch them defensively?
Yeah, you're correct with that. They haven't shown much, or if at all, any zone. They'll just play that out of bounds. They'll play 2-3. Then it goes right into a man, but it's an aggressive man. But they will press, and we do expect the press early on. So hopefully we just take our time, you know, use some pass fakes, use their aggressiveness against them, and then that way it won't speed us up. And then once we break the press a few times, then they'll kind of lay off of it. So that's our goal.
So when you talk about slowing it down, I mean, your team likes to move it in transition. They really like to move it in transition, but I don't sense you want a track meet. So what's the approach today?
Absolutely. We've been talking about making it a half-court game as much as we can, and that really does start with our offense and just taking care of the ball. The more we can take care of the ball, get good shots on goal, then we'll have a chance to get back, get our defense set. Now, if we want to just try to play with them and play fast, I agree with you, it's going to be a tough track meet the rest for the whole 40 minutes.
That's assistant coach Jamie Glusing. Coming up next, we'll look at the Badger Notebook. Wisconsin and Penn State, you're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! Got, come on!
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. Time now for the Badger Notebook. And a lot of talk about Sarah Williams, as we talked about with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. So Sarah Williams, 8 straight double-doubles, had 11 points and 11 rebounds in the last game against Northwestern. So she currently sits tied for the program record for consecutive double-doubles with Teresa Huff with 8. If she gets double digits in points, rebounds, or, you know, any statistical category, but those are the two you expect, she will set the all-time program record for consecutive double-doubles in games. So we always pay attention to Sarah Williams' stats. We'll be doing that even a little bit extra here today. Otherwise, for the Badgers, you know, for them, they're going to need some point production today against Penn State, and they're going to need it from other places. Penn State, a very deep bench. They rotate a lot of players in, and one of the players that we look for today, I would say Wisconsin freshman Deanna Ximenes. She's 5th among Big Ten freshmen for points per game, averaging 8.1. Wisconsin will need production today in scoring. pairing. And so Deanna Simena is a player you could look at who's having herself a good freshman season and hope that she's able to add some additional production today for the Badgers. The other thing you need to do against a very good Penn State scoring team, you need to take advantage of second and third chances offensively. And Wisconsin, over the last three games, they have won the offensive rebounding battle 42-30. We'll see if Wisconsin can continue that trend today and hopefully give themselves some second and third chances when it comes to the offensive rebounding game. That's a look at the Badger notebook. When we come back, we'll take our spin around the Big Ten. Wisconsin hosting Penn State today at the Kohl Center. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.